As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now. Braves back at it tonight against the Diamondbacks. Spencer Strider on the mound, but made news yesterday on their off day. Brandon Adams will join us in 20 minutes as well. We'll talk some college football with him, some Georgia football, as we always do on Tuesdays at 1:20. And we'll wrap things up at 1:40. Phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. Text us or tweet us as well with an AMA.
Bo was talking about the baseball, he said Auburn. I saw this question, and I wish I would have saved it. They were talking about, like, if you look at the big three sports at a college, usually football, basketball, baseball.
Right.
And they had, like, the greatest players of each sport at each school.
Okay.
And they were talking about Auburn.
Yeah. Because
you think about football, obviously Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
Basketball, Charles Barkley. And then baseball,
Frank Thomas.
I was like,
and they were all there at the same time.
They were all there at the same time.
Right.
And I'm thinking, like, where the hell would they go? Like, that is unreal.
It's unreal.
That all three of those dudes.
Those three guys.
Yes.
Right. Because they're all just
all-time
freaks.
Greats.
And they're
all-time
freaks.
Greats.
Like,
yes.
I mean, just like physical, like, specimens in their sport.
Yeah.
And this is, like, you know, obviously sports were still big business back then.
Yes.
That was costing them money feeding those guys.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
That's
But my always, and hell, he made the right damn decision, no doubt about it. But what if Frank Thomas would have been at football?
Yeah. Like, what's he, a defensive lineman or something like that?
Or something
offensive
like that.
Offensive lineman,
I mean,
maybe?
They call him that dude.
The Big Hurt.
That is a big ass dude. But yeah, when he said that Auburn, I was like, damn, but I did see that question yesterday when you talk about the best three, like, pro players when they were all in, they all went to the same college. I was like, damn, all time great. So yeah, thinking about them three at the school at the same time, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Auburn gets some dudes down there.
Yeah.
Auburn's get some all time great. I've been to Auburn, it ain't all that.
I had a nice time. I was only there for one night.
Yeah, I was fine.
It's fine. Yeah, I'm not saying I'm moving there or anything
Auburn's
like that.
Fine. But, I always talk about Auburn.
Yeah, it was okay.
He's probably out there listening.
We went to that bar we had no business being
at. Yeah, exactly.
College bar.
You and damn Jackson.
Yeah, we walked in there and walked out. We were like, we're the oldest people in here by a decade plus. We got to get out of here. This is embarrassing.
Weird. That's the weirdest thing in the world to me is doing, because I got, daughters and everything. So what am I, like, that's like hanging out with my child. Like, I can't be in here.
Nope.
Let me find me some people with gray like me.
That's what we did. We were like, we had one drink. We're like, this is not a good vibe. This is not where we need to be. And then we walked over to the other bar because there's only a couple.
There's only two out of three, right.
And that was a little bit more grown-ups in there.
There you go.
So, yeah, we had that.
There you go.
And then we texted we stayed at, I don't know what hotel we were staying at, the Graduate or something like that. I think that's what it was called. They had a golf cart guy.
Right.
You could text him and he'd come pick you up.
Really?
Yeah. So we texted this kid, and he was like, we're ready to go now. We're at this bar. He drove the golf cart down the main street there in Auburn, picked us up, drove us back.
Really?
It was awesome.
Golf cart life.
Yeah, it was great.
It's just special right there.
Wouldn't you love to be able to commute on a golf cart.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. And I'm still, and you know, I've given up that dream.
Why? Don't give up.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because I don't really go nowhere that requires a golf cart. Like, I would just ride around my neighborhood in a golf cart.
That wouldn't make sense. But who knows? You might not live there forever. You'll live in a neighborhood where the golf cart would make sense.
After this house, dude, I'm going to the islands.
Perfect place to have
a
golf cart.
I'm living on the beach. I'm Swiss Family Robinson ready.
Oh, yeah. You probably don't have a golf cart if you're Swiss Randy Robinson.
Yeah, man. I'm Swiss Randy Robinson ready.
Yeah.
Like, still.
I still have the dream of, and it'd probably be in retirement, of living somewhere where you need it. Because I'm getting up in the morning, I'm driving to the golf course.
Yeah.
I'm going to go play nine before we have to go do some other old people stuff. I don't know what we're going to be doing.
Old people stuff?
Who knows? I don't know. What do you do? Garden?
You garden now.
I know.
But you're not older. No.
I'm aging.
Yeah, you're not aging.
You know what Lily says? Getting older every day.
That she tells you?
Yes. Like, so are you.
So are you.
Everyone is.
But I mean, that's
time works forward.
That's not an insult to a four-year-old.
It's not an insult to me.
Yeah, but no, you know.
I am getting older every day.
Old people stuff is not garden because you garden.
Okay, what is it?
Like shuffleboard.
I'd be down.
Yeah, okay.
Sounds fun.
I'm trying to think. Like, I don't, because I ain't old. So, because it was crazy because there was a poll on, they said the world's, the United States' happiest states or cities or whatever. And Utah was number one.
Okay.
And then they went by the retirement community, because Idaho was number two. And they were just talking about, like, because, and they based it off of various things, but every one of the lead context of the question was, where the retirement villages and communities are. And I was like, really? Utah? Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
a lot of mountains.
I mean, yeah. And you've been to Idaho, right?
Yeah. Idaho.
What's in Idaho?
Mountains.
Okay. So is it mountains that are, you know, you glance at them?
Yeah.
Everything?
I mean, sure. There's some good nature.
I'm guessing they took this poll like in June or July, not like January.
Well, people like,
people,
you know,
like snow.
You like the winters up there. It's like a real winter with snow and stuff like that.
But yeah, like, but that's what I'm saying. But I think it's something to do with the retirement. Like, I told my kids, don't put me in no retirement community. I'm going to be hell on wheels in there.
Oh, yeah, because you know what happens at the retirement
community. You know what I'm
community.
Saying, dog? I'm going to have them all. I'm going to have them all in love.
Blue Chew.
Yeah, dog. Yeah,
you better promo code Andy.
Don't put me in one of them damn communities, because I have a golf cart then. Ride around. Hey, Miss Dorothy. Them cookies ready.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day.
Where it goes down.
Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Breaking hips.
Yep.
Brought to you by QC Kinetic Non-Surgical Treatment for Joint Pain.
Bow! Call me the hip crack.
No, look, you guys know this. I look a lot at run differential and things like that. I look at expected wins and losses. You know, our expected one-loss record is 31-27. Our actual is our actual, and I don't want to run from that. But you do have to look under the hood at times, and we've played a ton of close games. We know that. We've seen them. You guys all covered the team. And I believe we're better than we've played. Yes. We're not getting blown off the field by any stretch. There's just been a lot of close games and a lot of little things that have impacted us, and those are the things that we need to tighten up. And from my standpoint, anywhere that we think we can tighten up and get better, and unfortunately we love Tui, but we think Freddy Gonzalez at third base, because he's such a good, accomplished third base coach. And again, if he's not available, we're probably not having this call tonight.
Yeah, Valgate. Now, I didn't hear that clip right there.
Yeah.
When we talked earlier in the show about,
there's a lot in there.
Yeah. Because him saying if he wasn't available, yes, there were conversations. Like, you want to come back?
Yeah.
Yeah. That conversation was, this was not a let's do this right now. No, this was a process. And I don't know when that meeting was or whenever. But it's
when they played in Philadelphia.
And how long ago was that?
A week and a half.
Okay. So you're telling me that if he's
remember, there was a rain delay on Wednesday.
That's right.
Perfect time to go hang out with an old friend.
So if that's the case, why was he in Philly?
Playing the Philly. Oh, why was he there?
Yeah.
That's where the umpire thing is.
Okay. So
that's what Freddie Gonzalez was doing.
Okay,
he was grading umpires.
So it all lined up for him to be in this position. Because just like he said, if he's not available, so that means you had to ask him if he wanted to do it.
Yeah.
But he's available because he's not on his staff right now.
And it's the first time he hasn't been on a bench,
yes,
either as a manager or a bench coach in years.
Yes.
Like,
and so
decades.
He's available, and you have a issue at a certain spot. Now, there's other issues. So I was wondering if he sat down with like a shortstop or something.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if that's illegal and all that
any
stuff.
Any old shortstops you can have lunch with during a rain delay?
Yeah. Is there any shortstops around or somebody like that?
Yeah, because let's be honest about it. Look, like, it's no secret. We talked about it yesterday, like, and a million times. Third base coach was a problem. Like, there was some mistakes that were made there. It's got to be bad in order for everyone to be talking about it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not something I ever remember covering.
That's like the snapper.
Exactly.
That's like the snapper.
It's the thing you only talk about when it's not good.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, exactly.
So, clearly, Matt Tuiasosopo had not been doing a great job as far as sending guys. And there was just a lot of base-running stuff that was bad. Hopefully, this cleans that up. Was that the Braves' biggest problem?
No.
God, no. There's way bigger problems that this team has right now. Those are harder to fix because they require trades or guys simply
playing better.
Getting back to playing better and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I have no problem with them addressing an issue that they have, but that's as far as I can go with it. I can't be like, all right, this is going to fix stuff.
Right.
I hope.
No, I mean, if this is one of those things where you gain runs more because of his greatness as a third base coach. Also, you know, his experience, like I said, 30 years. He's seen a lot of ball.
Yep.
He knows how to maybe help somebody with something that, you know, it could benefit them as far as everything. He's going to be the help working with the infield. He's going to obviously, Snit is the manager and everything like that. And this was established. It was said that this is Snit does everything and all that. Freddie's not here to, I don't want to say input, because you as a manager, as a head coach or whatever, you take input from your managers or your assistants and all those different things. But as far as like the actual managing, it's all Snit.
I will say too, like when things were at their best, I don't know what period of time you want to consider the best, but obviously right now and last year aren't that. There was a lot more experience on the coaching staff.
True.
Like Ron Washington going and taking the job in California.
And taking EY with him.
And Eric Young going with him as well. Like those are guys that have been in baseball for years and years and have been managers and obviously then now third base coaches. Ron Washington working with the infielders and all that kind of stuff. Bringing back some experience on the coaching staff seems like a good thing. Because Tuiasosopo, I mean, they had to have had high thoughts for him in the organization to have him be the AAA manager and then move him up to third base coach. That's what Snit did.
Yes.
That was sort of the Snit path of being in the – and I bet Tui at one point over the last couple of years had to think about that. It's like, look, this guy did this and then got promoted to manager.
Obviously.
I don't know how far away he ever was from that, but certainly further away now.
What do we know about this organization and this team?
They promote from within.
Yeah, they promote with – they promote and they reward from within.
Yes, they do.
And so, yeah, I would have did the same damn thing, you know, because that was the path of everybody else. Now, the Braves way, a lot of those people are gone. You know, Snit's still here and everything like that. But, I mean, that's why I'm not saying this is his last year, whatever, but go get somebody that ain't been here.
That would be fine.
Yeah, go get somebody that ain't here.
Yeah, it would be some fresh ideas, you know?
Yeah.
It seems like it's so hard to say like Snit's whatever, like his philosophy is wearing thin or whatever. I just think the roster has gotten worse year over year the last couple of years.
How does your philosophy hit the damn ball and do your damn job? Yeah. How is that?
Also, he's like, I think there's much more put on him being sort of the architect of the way things are built and run and the front office,
that's
too.
Not him.
Like, it's not. No. Like, this roster was built on slugging and on-base percentage because those are the things that Alex Anthopoulos believes in.
Mm-hmm.
And by and large, it's worked.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not – they're getting on base, not at a great rate, getting on base at a decent rate. They're just not slugging and driving those guys in. I mean, there's it's always a good idea to bring in fresh ideas, to bring in – whether it's a younger guy or just – somebody who doesn't sort of have the, whether it's groupthink or it's just whatever, like who's been in, there's other smart people out there too.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. TNCs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Correct.
It's okay to go get them sometimes, but this is not that. This is bringing back somebody that you know very well and addressed a problem that needed to be addressed, and hopefully it makes a big difference. I don't know. Zach Gallen versus Spencer Strider tonight. We'll come back. Brandon Adams is going to join us. We'll talk some college football with him, hosted the Dog Nation Daily Podcast on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.